Well, good morning, everybody, and a happy fourth Sunday of Advent. It is wild to think that in just a few hours we will be celebrating Christmas, but for now we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent. So if anybody says Merry Christmas to you, you say and a happy fourth Sunday of Advent to you also, because we're still there for a few hours, and our first Christmas Mass being at 4 o'clock, of course, here today. Many of you might have a little bit of wrapping to do, or maybe even have to go get a gift or two. I, myself, must wrap all of my presents that I have for my nieces and nephews and other family members and figure out what I might give some of them. Sometimes I just go into the office basement, which is full of religious stuff, and I go shopping down there for some relatives, you know. But anyway, I got to do that. But I was just kind of thinking, maybe there's one gift that we haven't thought through yet. We go to great lengths to get gifts for our loved ones, and some of them cost an awful lot. We put some thought into them. We put some heart into them, as we should. But there's one gift I think that sometimes we can forget to prepare, and that is the gift that we are planning to give to Jesus this Christmas. And if you hadn't thought and prayed about that one yet, you got a few hours, and that's a good thing to do in the between now and then. And it might just sound like a little platitude, oh, we should give Jesus a gift at Christmas, but we really should give Jesus a gift at Christmas. Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, God incarnate, comes to us in the manger in just a few hours. And we better have something to give him, you know? We better have a gift prepared. What might that gift be? It would just depend on the person, probably. I thought of a few little random ones. Last night I watched this video, and it was Mark Wahlberg, you know, the actor, and he was being very good Catholic. And he was being interviewed, and he's talking about how what his faith means to him, and he talked about how he goes to Mass every single day. And the interviewer said, well, what does that do for you? And he said, this is a quote from him. Going to Mass every day gives me a very clear focus of what is important. It gives me a chance to express my gratitude for all the blessings that have been bestowed on me. It is a reminder every day of what I need to do and what I need to focus on and what I need to stay away from. And there I receive Jesus himself. What a great, like, that's Mass. So maybe a gift that you might give to Jesus this year at Christmas is to say, like, Jesus, I'm going to go to a daily Mass every week this year. Not that hard. There's a lot of options. And it might take a sacrifice, but a gift that we give to God should cost us something, don't you think? So a daily Mass, or maybe it's taking part in the weekly rosary Wednesday nights at St. Vincent, or maybe it's signing up for a holy hour in our chapel, if you don't have one already, or maybe sign up for another one. But to look for ways, pray for ways, maybe it's signing up for a shift at the St. Vincent de Paul Society thrift store, or getting involved in a new ministry here at church. And this is a gift that youth can give. It's a gift that children can give, that adults can give. Everybody can give something, some sort of gift to our blessed Lord. This Christmas. What that gift should be, it just depends on the person. Our first reading, I found it very beautiful because here we have David. And David has an idea in his head of the gift that he wants to give to God. And he wants to build God this humongous temple. Remember? And through the prophet Nathan, God tells him in the first reading, that's not the gift I want you to give me. That's the gift your son will give me. But that's not the gift that I want you to give me. And David receives this in a total place of like, okay, like, whatever you want, Lord. Like, when I was in seminary, I signed up to be a cantor. And then the vice rector told me that that's not the gift that I should be giving the seminary. And I remember Father Godfrey telling me that. And I said, what do you mean? You think I can't sing? And because in my head, I sound like Bing Crosby. Okay, that's what I sound like, Frank Sinatra. But apparently, that's not how everybody else hears me. And so he said, you really should think about a different gift you might give. And so, it takes a place of humility to be like, okay, Lord, like even the gift that I give you is something that I should pray about. It's not just like my idea or my thought or what my want. Mary, our beautiful mother, in the gospel gives Jesus the most perfect gift. Her fiat. Fiat is a Latin word. It means let it be. Let it be done. And a fiat, Mary's fiat, is a total surrender to live in divine will, to live in conformity to God's plan, a total like emptying of self and a total desire to just live in will, the will of God, no matter what it means. I always say at quinceañera masses that Mary's quinceañera, when she was 15 years old, she said yes to be the mother of God, which changed everything in her whole life. But were it not for that gift that she gives to our Lord, we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas in a few hours. But you see, the gift of Mary's fiat is the gift to live in divine will, the gift of doing divine will, whatever God wants, when he wants it, how he wants it, and with total love and total faith and total generosity. That's to live in divine will. Not just to do God's orders, but to live in the will of God. And when we live in a will of God, we're living in a state of grace. We don't have mortal sin. We're praying about what God wants from us. Dude, he just opens the doors. He opens thousands of doors to us, and they just happen. Things just happen because we're in divine will. I was called to the hospital not that long ago, and I was in Methodist hospital. I thought, I don't know that I have time to go, but I prayed really quick. I said, what do you want me to do, God? Do you want me to try to find a priest in Annapolis, or do you want me to go? It's my own parishioner. And the Lord told me and placed in my heart that I should go, so I went. And I'm going, and I get in the hospital, and I go on the floor, and I'm going to our parishioner who's there. And while I'm on my way, there's somebody who is in the active process of dying. And his daughter sees me walking in the hallway, says, Father, Father, please come here. We called our priest. He couldn't come, and my dad needs last rites, and he's dying right now. And you see, because at that moment I was in divine will, I went and I was praying about what I should, doing whatever God wanted, no matter what, and that God put me there. And I just have this hope and this faith that should I make it to heaven, and I pray I do, that man will be there and thank me when I get there. I don't even know who he is. But when we live in divine will, doing God's will, giving God this fiat, this beautiful gift of our fiat, it just opens up so many doors. God just takes care of everything. It's the most beautiful thing. And so, bottom line, what is your gift of your fiat? What does that look like to God this Christmas? What will you give Jesus under the tree? Better at the altar. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.